I believe most people are good.
New Country Z100, it is Luke Bryan. Most people are good. Except for Bachelor Ari Lyandike Jr. Boy, everybody was just hating on him last night. It was the final After the Rose live deal. It's been like three nights of Bachelor stuff or whatever. I don't know. Just seemed like it went on forever. And we always talk about it here on the show. My wife, Nurse Joy, joins me this morning on the phone line. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How about this Bachelor show? I mean, as a whole, this season, just for this season and the ending here, Joy, I just thought it was a train wreck.
Yeah, it was a train wreck. There was a lot going on in two episodes, I'll say that much. So he chooses Becca and sends Lauren home heartbroken. And they spend some time in Peru. And the whole time he's still grieving the loss of, you know, Lauren, which I get that. You know, that we none of us have ever been in that situation, so I can understand the struggle there, because it's like you're breaking up with someone that you're falling in love with, but yet you're engaged to somebody else all of a sudden. So you're supposed to feel that happiness and joy, but you're still grieving another relationship. So I get it. However, he went about it the wrong way, and he probably should never have proposed, because we know, you know, I think 6 weeks later after the engagement, they were supposed to have a couple's weekend in L.A., and he ends up breaking it off with Becca there on the air, which was rough.
It was like an hour of just a breakup and crying, and just you saw all the emotions through Becca. She was like confused, then she was ticked off. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And yeah. My dear heavens, it was like a legion of demons was in her eyeballs looking at this dude. And then it was tears.
Yeah, the one thing he said that kind of irked me was, you know, kind of something along the lines of, the more time I spend with you, all I can think about is that time that I, you know, reconnecting with Lauren, is kind of how he put it.
I mean, he's lucky that she didn't have a knife, because she would have stabbed him.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, honestly, Joy, did you really think that Lauren was just going to take him back like that?
Yeah, I really did. Because I think that in her mind, that's all she was wanting, was for him to choose her. And he was, you know, she was hoping that he would change his mind. And that's what happened. But he, you know, he did put on a show like, oh, I just don't know if she's going to take me back. I don't know. When in reality, she had already taken him back, you know. I mean, as soon as she opened the door, she grabbed him and hugged him. So that's not a normal reaction from someone who's been
dumped,
broken up with, you know, on national television. So that was weird.
I think this was a good question that Lauren asked him.
I'm like, do you think that you're 100% over Becca?
Yes, 1,000%. I feel like I made the wrong decision, you know, and I feel terrible, but I know my heart's with you. It'll always be with you.
That's pretty harsh to me. That was the only other part that kind of really irked me, because you're 1,000% over the person that you just asked to marry you, you know, however many weeks earlier. To me, that was pretty bad. Like, if I was Becca, that was, you know, that would be like a knife to the heart.
Long story short, it ended up with a proposal again on live national television, as Bachelor Ari Lyandike Jr. got on one knee and said, hey, Lauren, you're the one. Did you think that was necessary?
I mean, necessary, I don't know. But to me, I would not want to get engaged in front of a bunch of haters, because honestly, that studio was full of haters.
Yeah.
Now, granted, his family was there, so maybe they had a few supporters. But for the most part, it was people that really could not stand him at the moment. And then I feel like that was kind of just digging the knife in a little deeper.
After all of that, they said, okay, Becca is the new Bachelorette. So how do you feel about that decision?
I think it's a great decision. I like Becca. She's really outgoing. And the one thing I noticed, and I think you noticed, you know, on Monday night's episode, is that in a relationship with Becca, it's a team. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a give and take type of deal. And I like that about her. She's always complimenting them. You know, when they compliment her, she immediately compliments them back. And I really am excited to see her in that role. And is it too soon? I think so. I think you could still see the heartbreak in her eyes. But maybe this will help her kind of move on.
Well, there you go. Our final recap of the most unrealistic reality show on TV, ABC's The Bachelor. And we'll look forward to The Bachelorette, which kicks off on May 28th. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. Nurse Joy, love of my life. Thank you so much. And I love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.